You're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Campus Community Radio.
Some people think wetlands are wastelands. Actually, marshes and other wetlands are important ecosystems, home to an amazing diversity of wildlife. Without them, some species would disappear. We would suffer too, since wetlands help purify and control the levels of our water. Many of these fragile areas are being lost to development, so let's do what we can to protect wetlands. To learn more, visit hww.ca.
Bass, analog, retro, chill. You're listening to The Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. Welcome to The Wave, where you can be a real human being. Tracks from the future, the past, and a few alternate universes. We play synthwave, chillwave, and vaporwave, and maybe some other funky stuff. Try not to get blinded by synthesia. Hey, folks, welcome to The Wave, episode 30, with hosts DJ Static and buddy Mikey McGee. Just some good old classics for episode 30 today. I was thinking of maybe doing a vaporwave special soon, but not today. But I hope your New Year's resolution was to teleport under the ice realms of Europa. Yay! Up first with a very prolific artist called Home. Thank you. You're listening to some of the classics by the artist Home. We played Intro by Home, Native by Home, Decay by Home, Oort Cloud by Home, Tides by Home, on the Home Odyssey album. Now, this fellow's name is Randy Goff. I don't really know how to pronounce it, honestly. known professionally as Home, mixed synthwave and shortwave music. He's from Florida, USA, now lives in Chicago. You know, influenced by 70s and 80s music, layered with a bit of chiptune and chill synth. And he's often recorded as the creator of chill synth. Gained a significant following online, yeah. If you've ever been on YouTube looking up electronic gems, you'll find a ton of his stuff. You know, dreamy soundscapes, retro influences, mellow vibes. You know, I've been listening to Home for a long time, way back in the day. I really dug it. I still do. I think he's one of the best for the really chill stuff. And basically, yeah. And even people have said, his fans said that it helped them deal with anxiety, depression, insomnia, and stuff like that, and mental health. So how good is that? You know. So we're up next with some Canadian artist, Dana Jean Phoenix.
We're losing our connection.
Listening to The Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg with host DJ Static. right, folks, you just listened to Dana Jean Phoenix by her. We played Losing the Connection, Far and Away, Red Line, Only for One Night, and I'll Rescue You by Dana Jean Phoenix. You know, features of her work, retro synth sound, you know, 80s and 90s culture, nostalgia. I do find that Dana Jean Phoenix work is a little more poppy than a lot of other different stuff. Like Comtruse, for example, is almost more hip-hoppy and more funky, but hers is more like, I want to say, yeah, poppy, but it's still excellent. Phoenix's lyrics often incorporate elements of Canadian culture, geography, and climate, adding a unique perspective to her music. Phoenix's vocal style is characterized by her distinctive emotive delivery, which adds a personal touch to her songs. Very good singer. You know, and she was deeply rooted in the Toronto music scene at various venues. Now, she's a synth-pop artist from Toronto, Ontario. Her music is a nostalgic blend of 80s and 90s influences with a modern twist. And as I said, I find her more poppy, but I also find, well, I'll be honest, Canadian artists in the wave genres are not exactly a dime a dozen. But I've managed to find a whole massive list of them. Maybe come ask me for the list one day. And as always, the track list posted on the Facebook page, The Wave, on CQW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. You know, up next with an odd artist called Oddling. Let's boogie. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg, Manitoba with host DJ Static. So as I said before, the last part of the show, we were listening to an odd artist called Oddling. Oddling's music is characterized by ambient chillout and down-tempo electronica, incorporating elements of IDM and trip-hop. Their sound is characterized by lush atmospheric textures, often featuring a combination of synthesizers, guitars, and haunting vocal samples. The music typically has a calm, introspective quality, making it suitable for relaxation, focus, or meditation. Indeed. Guy has a relatively low online profile, but his music is well-received by fans of ambient and electronic music who appreciate the project's ability to craft emotive soundscapes. I don't know, Mike. What do you think?
I actually thought that today's episode was quite well. Came in for the last part of it. Incredible selection. This guy is very... I like the ambient stuff that he picked out. Be honest with you, I'm not really a big ambient guy, but I think that you've won me over.
That's awesome.
Yeah, interesting stuff and cool artist feature from him. Thanks, Static, for having me on again.
Thank you, Mike. With that, I bid you adieu. Peace.